We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. It is 6:21 and it is 59 degrees outside.
So we have a couple of stories about my blood. Now, the first story you already know.
That your blood that you donated a few weeks ago, I don't know how long, like maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
It made it to Puerto Rico?
Yes, it went to a hospital in Puerto Rico. I received an email from the American Red Cross that said, after checking local supply needs, my blood, which is O positive, was actually needed, and they shipped it to Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Which
that's
is cool.
Really, it's so neat that you get to know where your blood ends up.
But the bad thing is I've never even been to Puerto Rico, so my blood has done more traveling than I have.
I have been to Puerto Rico, but my blood by itself.
It stayed inside you while it was there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice that your blood stayed inside you in Puerto Rico. But yeah, I made a decision to try and donate more frequently. It had been a super, super long time since I donated. Like, I don't even remember how long. Donated twice this calendar year already. I'm going to try to do it every 8 weeks when I'm able to do that again.
Well, I'm trying to get my iron level back up so that I can donate.
I almost wasn't able to. Yeah. I was right on the line.
This last time, you and I went together the first time in February. And then this last time we went in May, my iron level was too low.
So. I'm going to lick a railroad track before I go next time. Make sure I got plenty of iron in my system.
I need to start cooking with a cast iron skillet all the time.
So the other blood story, this one is just from last night. I woke up this morning and there was blood all over my face.
What?
Starting underneath my right nostril, onto my lip, up around my nose, up by my eye.
Like you'd gotten in a fight with somebody in your dream?
I don't know, and I'm not joking. It's possible Donna may have hit me in my sleep, and I didn't know it.
Does she know this yet, or are you publicly?
She's asleep right now, and doesn't. People will tell her this story. I had blood. I mean, all over my face, and I went in the bathroom, and I'm brushing my teeth, and I look up, and I'm like, "Oh, what's going on?" And it was dry, and
so
it was.
You didn't feel it, or like it all just happened so fast. You woke up.
Here's the funny part: I was really tired all day yesterday, like really tired. And then I went home, and I'm not kidding. At 7:30 last night, I said, "I can't keep my eyes open. I'm going to bed." And then I wake up and there's blood. I don't know what's going on. I could be dying. I don't know what's happening to me.
Maybe it was a nosebleed.
It's very humid out to now, but it has been very dry, and I'm thinking my sinuses have dried out.
Yeah.
But I don't get nosebleeds, like, ever. So this was a little concerning.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let it ruin my morning.
Well, at least you cleaned it up.
Good news is there's no blood all over my pillowcase.
Or on your face now.
Right. Here's the Bangles. Good morning.